Hello everyone, with the release of this episode, the Devil's Luck card game is officially out. The link will be in the description. I have 500 copies. If they do sell out, I will get more made. I don't know if they will sell out though. Later this week, I'm going to be releasing a how to play Devil's Luck card game video, but there is a how to play rules card in the pack as well. This is just a one-man operation. I will be signing and shipping them all myself, so please be patient with me. It might take a while for it to arrive to you. If you're listening on Spotify, or you just can't be bothered to read the it'll be at rustismusic.myshopify.com/product/devilsluckcardgame, but they all have hyphens in them. I mean, you'll be able to figure it out. You might even be able to Google it. I hope you guys enjoy. It's been a year's work into this, and I really hope you guys have a good time playing it.
Oh, hold up your flagons and raise up the sails. Masthead of Latin, so we take them off our tails. We don't fly off the wagon, we don't leave any ale. So we go tracking with the luck that never fails.
What the fuck is all these? I looked at the character sheet. Durham's child.
Whoa, you weren't supposed to see those yet, but whoa, wait a second.
Oh, yeah. Hang on,
whoa. I'll explain in a second, but we'll get to that point. Whoa. That was the last thing I forgot to do was make those private, but it doesn't matter. Just shut your whore mouth.
What? Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Like
Durham's, I swear to God. You ruined the whole campaign. It's over now.
All right, I'll get out of it. I'm sorry, guys. I'll leave. I'm sorry.
Right. This is some.
How did you talk to him like that?
All right, I'm joking. I'm
not staying for this.
Yep.
Welcome back, no.
You are hereby condemned.
All right.
I was worried I wasn't going to be able to connect.
You
again.
Will now be. You are now sentenced to sit with an Eevee and talk about Reddit memes for the rest of your days, Noble.
It's a Flareon.
God, that is a Flareon.
I have to cut all of it.
Sorry.
It's a Flareon.
Welcome everyone to episode 69. Yeah, welcome to 69 of One Piece D&D. Yeah.
Nice.
That's easiest title ever. Just nice.
Nice.
Happy 69th birthday, Noble. We actually wished you an actual happy birthday on Isekai D&D. I don't know if...
Yeah, we did.
I told them to... Because it was your birthday the day we did Isekai D&D. So I wished you an actual real happy birthday on that episode. And I told people to clip it and send it to you. And judging by your reaction, nobody did. So
Nobody probably did.
Not a single
Absolutely
person.
Nobody did. Not a single person.
Not one.
Nah.
That's the Rusted D&D audience. They won't do anything I tell them.
I mean, they asked about the D&D.
Listen, they won't do anything you ask them to, but they'll roast you. Apparently.
They would. Oh, yeah. Gosh. Okay, well, welcome. Welcome back. We are here with, obviously, Happy Birthday Noble, Duras Lost Force.
Hello, everyone. How are you today?
We're here with William Tekking 101.
Is it lined up? I think it's lined up.
Yeah, it's right there. It's okay. Perfect.
Nice.
Perfect. Okay, good.
For our blind viewers, he has a sign that says 69, and he lined it up for the camera.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It looks great.
It's on Barry's desk. Yeah.
I'm also here with Rona Too Spooky.
Nice.
And I'm also here with Ragnar Briggs.
Nice.
Nice. Nice. All right. So,
nice.
When you guys 69, do you prefer? Okay, no, we're gonna jump into this. What if we just like didn't run an episode of One Piece D&D and instead I just asked you a whole bunch of really deeply personal questions for the whole episode?
I mean, I
don't kiss and tell.
You know my channel.
Yeah, that's literally all Noble does. Yeah.
Go ahead. What do you want? What about?
No, but you must add. You must
finish
answer
the
role
question.
Play.
You got to answer with Duras has to answer.
Duras
is the one.
All right, Duras will answer.
Duras, I imagine, doesn't do anything except for missionary, and that's it. I don't know.
I mean, it worked for Luna. I mean.
Yeah, this is a free SBS. Sorry.
Yeah.
This is not a good... It's episode 69, and I apologize for my crass behavior. This is actually we're all holy men here.
Oh yeah, totally.
So
yes.
Where we last left,
it's Good Friday, Rustage.
It is Good Friday.
Jesus did not die for this.
Or did he?
Unlucky.
Just like, were you there? One,
sorry,
yeah.
Techie, were you there? Do you have
he
a recording? We
died for our sins.
And we are sinning. Listen,
I don't know. I ran into Jesus at an anime convention once. He was a nice guy, so...
I'm going to sin as much as I want because Jesus said I could.
Yeah, I ran into Jesus, he did say too, that. He was holding a Bible, but it was black.
It's a good joke. I'm not gonna I'll respect it, but I'm not giving you more than that. All right,
thank you.
This is the longest introduction. Where we left our crew, they were reliving traumatic moments from their childhoods, and it seemed like this shadowy creature was just toying with them. Until at one moment he pointed towards William, mm-hmm. and he said something along the lines of,
"I know something about you."
He croaks out, and everything sort of goes black. And we are taken back. And William, you are standing there. There's blood on your hands. There's blood on the end of your blade. There's just sort of blood splattered across you.
This could honestly be any point in my childhood from age 5 to 18. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Which old man lies on the floor, Rustage?
An old lady lies on the floor.
Oh god, I repress this one.
Her hair is like short and grey, but it seemed well kept. It's messy now. She's got a singular ruby earring dangled from one ear and smashed glasses on the floor. She has a slice wound straight through her chest as her mangled corpse lays on the ground. And the dead face of the old lady looks up. It's clearly dead, but you just see the shadowy man finger goes,
"You remember the first?"
You keep stabbing it.
you keep stabbing it, and blood splattering out, but you still hear the voice.
"The first time you ever took a life."
And you hear Boss's voice that behind you goes, William, is everything all right in here? Did you get the money?"
I don't know. I just... I want to go home.
Boss sort of opens the door and goes, "William, you didn't."
I broke through the window. She scared me. I don't know what to do.
That's not... William, that's a celestial dragon.
What the shit?
We got to get out of here. We got to pin this crime on someone. They're gonna fuck you up, William. We gotta get out of here.
How old am I, by the way?
You're like
this?
12.
Oh,
you're young.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be a simple mission. And he like grabs your hand.
She scared me. I'm sorry. Didn't you always tell me to be prepared and attack when somebody touches you, like scares you from behind?
And he's panicking. You guys are like running through the corridors now. You see a just sort of random man go, "Hey, what was that?" And Boss just fucking knocks him out, grabs your sword, shoves it in his hands, picks him up and throws him into the room with the old lady and goes, "You'll have to fucking do, let's go." "You cannot be afraid. We gotta get out of here."
I imagine he just picks me up at this point.
Yeah,
just hauls
he's carrying
ass.
You. And you're running through the streets now. But as you running through the corridor, Boss's face turns into this shadowy figure. It goes,
"You are one." "Crapped man, William! Don't know the power you have!"
And he's rambling to you. And yeah. as he talks, things start growing darker around you, shadows, and you just feel yourself getting younger and younger.
Oh God.
And
oh
younger. God. And you look around, and you still got blood on your hands, and now you're just standing in a shadowy room. And Ragnar, Duros, Verona, you're all standing there now. And you're
Are we
all
babies?
Babies.
Are we rugrats?
You're all oh, little shit. Babies.
Goo goo gaga. I still have my deep voice. Goo goo gaga.
And all you babies are on all fours. Looking up, you see the shadowy figure, his eyes glowing piercing red, his top hat, his misjointed limbs standing there. And he smiles a vicious grin. And we're going to roll initiative.
We're baby. All right, Rugrats, let's go.
Babies?
Let's go. No. The Rugrats could, they could, you know, we could do this. We could do this, okay? Baby Ragnar, baby Duros, baby William, baby Verona. That's nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I imagine wait. Ragnar still has the beard somehow. Just,
like, oh. So how this is going to work, we'll get it when it comes to your turn, you'll see. So there is a character sheet called Baby that I'm going to give to you guys.
All right. All right, what do babies got? Let's see here.
I'm going to cry, Captain.
Cry like you've never cried before. Throw the biggest tantrum you ever
I'm gonna
have.
I'm going to pull my pants, Captain.
Damn straight. Do pee in all his right. face. Do whatever you got to do.
So the baby character, I've given you all the baby character sheet. The baby character sheet literally just has one ability, and it is cry.
I guessed it right.
But everyone rolls it in. I can't believe you got a critical in your initiative right now.
A critical baby initiative.
Ready. Yeah. Act, please.
He's ready to mess
He's
him up.
He's critically ready.
Why is my initiative better as a baby?
it genuinely is.
We got 2 crits.
Wait, 2 crits?
Oh, that's teenager.
Are you
William,
kidding
sorry.
Me? 16.
All right, guys. We got the initiative here, Ragnar. Let's mess this guy up.
No. Ooh, no.
Yeah.
We good.
Ragnar looks over at William, like, nods his head. He's like, act, please?
Okay. William and Ragnar, you're first. Your turn's going to sort of happen simultaneously here. So how this is going to work is at the end of your turns, you make a saving throw based on the character trait that defines you the most. And if you succeed that saving throw, you grow older.
All right.
So, William, you decide what character trait defines you the most. I assume that's either dexterity or charisma.
And I was going to say probably dexterity. That's yeah. the one I've maxed out, yeah.
So go ahead. Okay. You got your first roll. Baby
well, no,
roll.
First, no, I'm crying.
You cry?
On my turn.
No, this is at the end of your turn. Okay, you can cry.
All right, here we go. Cry. It doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do it. You cry.
Not very all right. effective.
All right, dexterity saving throw. Let's roll. 9.
Oh, that's rough. That's unlucky.
I'm a baby, Duros. What do you want from me? I can barely stand up on my own. I probably can't.
I don't even comprehend what you're saying.
Nine is good enough. Nine is good enough for the first roll. So don't worry about that. Okay. So you feel yourself growing into a child. You are now like an seven or 8 year old child, okay. gotcha. And you now have access to.
That's
William
that
Child
okay.
Cheat.
I got it. Yeah, I got it. That's what that was all about. Okay. But,
got
yeah,
it.
Okay.
I'll put you back all in right, the initiative. Cool. So, Ragnar, it's your turn.
do I roll strength? I think Ragnar is defined by his wisdom, clearly. I will roll strength.
All right.
Oh, man. Ragnar's still a baby!
Baby Ragnar stands up a little bit, goes, "Axe, please," and falls on his face.
Falls on his face. Yeah.
I can't believe you! Still a baby!
Still a baby.
I generally didn't think that would happen. I thought everyone would get out a baby straight away.
Well, you thought that, but here we are.
You're just gonna get a 5!
Oh my god!
It's so weird.
Can I use the rest of my turn to walk behind?
It's a 25% chance to fail.
Can I use the rest of my turn to crawl behind William?
We don't have movement speed. We're babies.
You have crawling speed, and yes,
I have crawling speed. Goddammit.
You technically didn't use your action, so you can do a stealth roll if you want. If you want to hide.
A stealth roll, baby.
He just hides behind me. Yeah.
I'm scared of big man.
Wait, you moved baby Duros.
Sorry, wrong baby.
Yeah.
They all look the same. All babies look the same.
How dare you move baby face?
You're 3.
I mean, it's not. You can't really hide yourself. If you crawl super slowly behind
the
person.
On the ground, crying and flailing.
Well,
your
you
arms,
tried.
You know?
That's all that matters.
Baby stealth roll. I cover my eyes.
Holy moly.
I can't see him. He can't see me.
Okay. The man from the void.
Oh boy.
steps up towards child William. And the man
Do I at least have like a knife or something?
Yeah, you have a small weapon, right?
I have a knife. Okay, you have cool. A knife. Dagger. Okay, cool.
The man from the void shifts in the shadowy figure, and you see what looks like Jimmy for a second.
And,
Jimmy? And it's just sort of Jimmy's hands and arms, and he fires off a shot towards... it's Jimmy's pistol, doesn't even hit. and then the other hand reaches out, and it looks ginger hair flowing down. It looks like Lissa's hand, and it's it looks like Lissa's gun, and that fires off and also doesn't hit. Neither of these pistols hit
I'm
child
short.
William.
I'm sure they're just going over my head, you know, just like.
But he doesn't seem perturbed by the fact that he's missing. It feels like he's almost like playing with his food, as he just grins to himself. And we
learn
are
learn to shoot, asshole.
he uproariously laughed.
William just talked like Doxy.
Hey, bro, fuck. Duros.
Fuck off there.
It is your turn.
I mean, I, as a baby, I don't think any point matters when I roll. I'll be a charismatic baby, I guess, for now, if we're going to do that, I guess. Strength is my best feature, but I'll just do
charisma that. Defines
you're
Duros.
You're a very charismatic knight, yes.
Sure, let's do it.
Oh, yes. Oh holy! God! I can't...
We're fucked. We're dead. We're all
gonna
die.
I'm assuming all we need to do is a 5 to get it.
We need a 5. How'd you get a 4?
Because it's a 25% chance.
I guess so.
Well, guys, looks like we're gonna baby. Wipe.
But on the other hand, it's a 75% chance to unbaby. Verona. Right. I mean, are you doing anything else, Duros? I mean, you can...
I mean, I guess I'm a baby, so I'm just going to be crawling away, I suppose.
Fair enough.
I'll be crawling away.
Verona.
All right. Please, Verona.
Well, fun fact about baby Verona. They didn't speak a word or cry until they were 4 years old, so it's just silent baby.
Very stoic baby.
Oh, there we go.
And you're not a baby anymore.
No, upgraded.
Upgraded.
I am now child.
We're like 5. Yay. All right.
Okay, you're now a child. Let's put you back on the initiative order there. Okay, Ragnar. It's your turn. Good.
It's your turn.
Where?
Hey, Verona, you want to come back to my house?
Oh, you made it.
Oh. Yeah, there it is. What's finally. That?
Yeah. Oh. Chwa, 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 cha, 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 cha.
Okay. You are now a child. I don't know why you're over here, but you are now
Digimon.
A child.
Why'd you put me
Digimon.
On
Digimon. Digital monsters.
Holy moly. Okay.
How old am I right now?
You
like
are all...
5, right?
No. I'd say you're like 7, 8, right?
Okay. Oh, wow.
You can
that's
see
a big
Ragnar's peach fuzz starting to come in.
Yes, at age 7. He
at
had,
age
like,
70.
Dark hair, but blonde on the beard a little bit.
Okay, right. William, it is your turn as child William.
Okay, hold on. Let me look at my sheet here.
It's essentially, yeah, you don't have much. It's like your level one sheet.
Yeah, I got, I'm level one. So, I don't know. They're all children. I'm going to run over to at least protect baby Duros. So I'm going to just run over here, I guess.
Okay, sweet.
And then I guess I'll roll, I mean, I'm going to throw a dagger at him, I guess.
You chuck a dagger at him. Do you have that on your sheet?
See what happens anyway. I have a sword.
You have dagger. Yeah, you have dagger. Your dagger. Throw dagger. Click the dagger button.
Cool. All right, here we go. Dagger.
14. The dagger just throws into the darkness, into the mist. You just see it fly off.
Man, I'm not very dexterous yet. All right. Do I give another saving throw?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, dexterity.
18. Oh! Alright. And William immediately starts growing and now
digivolves ultimate
into a teenager. William is now a teenager.
God. My parents don't understand me, guys. Boss just wouldn't let me go to that party. Oh my god.
Boss got so real protective of me after I murdered that woman. Oh god.
When I get my driver's license, I am out of here. Okay.
the creature, the man, smiles his deep grin at you, William. Right. And he surrounds you in darkness as he comes closer to you. And his body takes on the form of Boss for a second.
This is getting dark.
And he's going to punch you much in a similar way that Boss punched that one guard unconscious. And we're going to see if that hits you. There's also a chance it just doesn't hit you.
20. Yeah. Ah, shit.
That's it. 11 in the face as he punches, socks you, and blood splits out of your teenager mouth. And you're just seeing the image of Boss start beating the shit out of you. But the voice coming out of him is, William, you've been a bad boy. William, you've been
abuse,
a bad
please,
boy.
God.
William.
Somebody.
He's going to punch you a second time.
Oh, God, here it comes. I catch it.
Yeah.
Not this time, old man.
Baby Duros.
Baby Duros just sees this stupidly looking up, and he doesn't comprehend a damn thing that's going on. He's just smiling because he's just a smiley baby. He doesn't cry.
This is childhood trauma.
And let's see if I can do it this time.
Oh, yay!
I won the 25% chance.
Yeah, nobody's a baby anymore.
75% chance to get it. Listen, if...
Yes.
And you are.
So if none of us got it on the first try, there was a chance he just killed a baby. He would just kill a baby.
Genuinely, he rocked up. Fucking.
How would that have sucked to just end this? That's a TPK for you, right there.
He fucking chokes out a baby.
He doesn't seem to be hitting pretty very hard at all, but you know, when we had like 2 HP in the baby.
He would instantly kill me if he hit me as a baby. He would instantly kill me.
Yeah. Oh my god. All right. We made it past childhood. Well, at least I did. Okay. See if anybody else survived.
Ooh. I still have a deep voice.
All right.
I'm a grown up.
You are a you're a squire. You're not quite a knight yet.
No, I aspire to be a knight. I will be that knight, I believe.
All right. Verona.
You're not my dad.
So I have a rifle as a child, is that correct?
Yeah, but it's like
a cap gun.
like a BB gun.
Yeah, almost so. Yeah. But it is the rifle on your sheet, yes.
My dad told me not to be scared of the dark.
So I'm just gonna shoot.
Whoa. It doesn't hit, unfortunately.
Oh my god.
As it flies through the air into the shadowy mists, the man's red eyes lock onto you, Verona.
Your man, you said,
my dad told me not to be afraid of your of the dark, and he turns to you and goes, your dad's dead.
That's a lie.
Yeah. You watched as he fucked.
He roars out. Okay, Ragnar, child. Oh, you're doing your deck save.
Did I succeed?
Yes.
I don't know.
You did succeed.
All right, cool.
Do we do the save at the end of the turn?
It's you do at the end of the turn, yes. So, Verona, you are now a teenager.
Nice. And... How emo are you, Verona?
You... Listen, teenage Verona's rough, okay?
Oh, God.
Teenage Verona would probably
we talk in My Chemical Romance Evanescence, like, what level are we at here?
like Sasuke after...
Oh, God!
After he finds out about Itachi levels.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, well, Ragnar Child, it's your turn.
Hey there, buddy. I'm gonna cut you down like a tree.
Hey there, buddy.
Alright. Are you right up to the...
Can't you see this peach fuzz? My mustache is coming in.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, what am I? I'm...
Child Ragnar. Ragnar Child.
There we go. My bad.
You do have an axe. Somewhere did like a little to stick with a...
And I swing my hatchet.
The hatchet passes through the shadow. The creature just stands there and smiles at you, his red eyes looming over you. I mean, he looks large. Now that you've walked up to him, he almost looks like he's all enveloping over you.
You're a lot scarier than a tree.
And do you want to do your roll? Your age up roll. Critically fails with a 6. You're still a child, Ragnar, sorry.
I was half expecting you to say he reverts back to baby.
It's a saving throw. You can't.
I know. I'm not. I just. I expect it.
That would be hilarious. I don't know why Ragnar just has terrible saving throws in all regards.
This is where it started, right here. He just never was really great at it. Yeah.
Bro just shit his pants. Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I tried really hard to make the saving throw. Oops, I did a poopy. Oh.
William.
Okay, Ragnar, we've both been there. Alright, I have a sword at this point.
You have a sword.
Imagine,
so. And you have some abilities now. You have Uncanny Dodge. You have...
Great. I'm going to just go and try to cut him. Let's see. Teenage William would have probably named his attack something like Devil's Blood Blade, Eviscerated Slash of 1,000 Moons, or something bullshit like that.
Jesus, he's a chunyo.
Oh,
alright, I didn't expect that.
Whoa! Critically Devil's Blood Blade, Eviscerating Slash of 1,000,000 Demons cut you apart.
Alright, go ahead, you do the damage.
Go for the cringe!
Alright, you slice through the shadows, and as you slice through the shadows, you see,
No sneak attack?
You do have sneak attack damage on that as well, King.
Oh, it usually gets added in
immediately. Yeah, just roll a 3d6.
Yeah, I didn't tick the box. Yeah, 3d6?
Yeah, 3d6. Okay. Oh, and actually, it's another 3d6 because it's a crit, so...
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
So
that's a...
20. 20, so that's like 33 damage.
Nice.
Let's go.
For teenager William.
Do not doubt the edgy Demon's Blood Blade Eviscerating Thousand Hells screaming shout attack.
All right. You cut through the darkness and you see this blood splatter against the night and you hear a scream, but the scream doesn't sound like it should be coming from this man. The scream is, it's like a woman's voice as it rattles through your ears.
Do I recognize the woman's voice?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just saying you recognize the woman's voice.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Oh, this is fucked up, man.
And now it's his turn, and he you, William!
Wait. I thought of the coolest name for the attack.
Yep.
Tenacious D.
That's very good.
I'm gonna save that when I become an adult again. I'm gonna save that for later. That's a good, that's a
you,
good one.
Do you want to do your saving throw at the end of your turn?
Oh, yeah. Let's see if
this one's a lot harder.
All right, that was a badass one, though.
you succeeded it, though. So, William is just normal now.
All right, I'm back to normal. Great.
Ragnar and Duras are still children, but yeah, William's just straight up William.
Guys, name your attacks extremely edgy. That's apparently the key that motivates you to break it. Overcome the fear with cringe. That's the solution.
William has.
There is no cringe in being a. Oh, wait, there is no cringe in being a.
All right, I'm gonna go pee. I'll be right back.
All right, that's
this dude's taking the piss.
All right, well then.
I thought I was the baby here.
Sweet. I mean, the man in the void is gonna grin. William's not even here, and I'm just gonna describe something that happened to him. So you guys could all just pretend to be William for a second. So, the man from the void grins at William, and says,
I see you process faster than others.
And he brings out his hand, turns into like a dragon-like claw, and a sword forms from it, a flaming sword. And he swings it down on top of William.
That's not good.
And he's going to do that twice. I don't know if a 17 hits William, but a 26 definitely does. So,
I don't think the 17 does hit him.
No, so he's going to take 32 damage. And he takes that 32 damage. Sorry, William, you're not here. I'm going to do it for you. Oh, he's here. I'm just... William, you're taking 32 damage.
I was going to say I shouldn't have left because that's probably when I was going to get hit.
Yeah,
okay.
you're taking 32 damage.
All right. Well, it's a good thing I'm an adult now. Okay, 43, 33, 23. I'm at one. I'm good. Don't worry about me. Okay.
People are saying 17 hits William.
Does a 17 hit you?
Oh, yeah. I only have an armor class of 15. Yeah. Why do you have an armor class?
Wait, you're looking at the wrong William, I think.
Wait. Hold up. There's so many Williams on this sheet now.
Wait, you should have more than an armor class of...
There's no way you have only 15.
I don't think I ever actually decide what armor William wears 69
did you,
episodes.
Did you never get new armor in 69 episodes? Did you?
I'm William. I don't need to. Oh, wait, no, I have Tech Eye. I could use Tech Eye to, like, harden my...
You also have Uncanny Dodge half the attack.
Yeah, and you. I think you did Tech Eye, like, it's just the shield spell, so that's, like, an extra 5
AC. You could do that.
Yeah, I'll just do that. So I'm like 20. Okay.
Is it sick? His dex is plus 5. I'm gonna say you have 16. Because you must have studded.
Yeah, we could just use that. Okay. What did he roll?
It doesn't matter. They both hit anyway. So
whatever. I'm fine. I'm not gonna die or anything. It's fine. I'm the one that's in the good situation right now, okay?
Yeah. So the other one hits as well, doing 22 damage. Oh, wait, are you using...
All right, that's fine.
Are you using Tech Eye?
I am using Tech Eye, yeah.
Okay, so the first one doesn't hit, then only the second one hits.
Okay,
so you just take the 32 damage as the flaming sword cuts into you.
It's edgy.
It is very edgy. Duros, you're a child.
Right. I see this threat before me. And I grab my shield, and I'm like, ooh, you're heavy. And I'm just going to drag my way up there. And I'll be like, ooh, you will feel my wrath. And he seems to be attacking William, so I'll stand next to him. And I will try my best with one blessed sword swing. I suppose. I don't think that hits.
No, 10 doesn't. If you only had advantage, but you don't, 10 doesn't hit, unfortunately. Do you want to do your age up? Durasis.
Oh yes, my luck is splendid, isn't it? Does that work?
That works.
Okay.
Teenager Duros.
Oh, thank God.
You feel yourself aging up as you process through your life, and you become a teenager.
Right then. I guess I'll replace where I was then.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get the child out of here. And you're a teenager again, Duros.
Bizarre, Captain! It seems, even though I missed, I'm still aging up!
It's good!
Wait, you're an adult, what the hell?
I don't know, I just, I did a really edgy attack and I turned back into an adult. I don't know how this shit works.
How do I do edge?
He's like the least edgy character.
What was your edgy thing when you were like a teenager? Did you listen to like emo poetry? What did you do?
Not all teenagers have an edgy thing.
There was one time where I was late a single minute. I think that was pretty bad. A single minute. Ooh, the captain was really upset with me.
Who was the knight that like you squired for? Was he like a douche or was it like, you know?
No, he was this fantastic man.
Oh, good. That's fantastic. Great. Awesome. Yeah.
He took me into battle every day.
Okay, Okay, Verona, teenager Verona, it's your turn.
Now that I get a better look at you, my mom's scarier. Boom.
Aha!
That hits.
A.
6 damage. As it, with your bullet flies through the shadows, you see the shadows sort of part, and you can see the control room for a brief second, and you see like flesh for a second, and then you hear, where's it? And then just silence.
Okay.
I take it that's a fail.
To get to an adult, it's just a fail. Ragnar, you're up.
So what does this guy look like in front of us?
Oh, I mean, it's sort of indescribable. He's a shadowy, disjointed, looming figure. You can't quite make out his corporeal form. You can see that he has the silhouette of a top hat, and his piercing red eyes are the only thing that you can make out with any sort of clear detail. Occasionally, his body shifts and morphs into recognizable features, but then changes shape.
Does it look like he's wearing clothing, even though like it's like a shadowy figure?
I think the only clothing you can really make out is his hat.
He's the hat man.
He's the hat man.
We've all dropped a shitload of acid.
Right. William, you said I have to come up with an edgy attack.
Edgy attack name. It worked for me.
Well, nothing cuts better than the edge of my axe. Tree Chopper 2001, go!
I cringed a little bit at that. Let's see if it works.
Let's see. Oh, it hits!
That's the key! That's what you need to do!
Do that damage, child Ragnar.
Take that, bucko.
6 damage.
Such harsh language he has.
Yeah.
I mean, you slice through, and you hear the noise of hard wood, clunk, and then a soft, but you don't see anything, and then the shadowy figure feels unperturbed.
That felt weird.
Yeah. And you become a teenager.
Woohoo!
As I grow, I just go. My name is Ragnar.
Wait, so you become...
You were an English gentleman when you were...
That was his rebellious phase. He just became well-spoken and he could...
He wore shirts.
No. Ragnar's rebellious phase, he'd go do eye tests and be able to read all of the letters in the eye test perfectly. He'd be like, I-T-Z-3, perfect, don't need glasses.
Well, he still has his eyes, so he's...
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Evil Ragnar be like, I love reading.
rebellious teenager Ragnar was a good boy. did you do it for me?
Yes, you're a teenager. Okay, William, you're up.
All right, I'm gonna try, because every time we hit him enough, you could kind of make out the control room a bit.
Yes.
So what I'm gonna do is... I'm just gonna go and swing with my sword, and as I'm like diving toward him, so like I cut him first, and then if he turns into the control room, I'll like pass. If there's like a portal or something, that's the best I got.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna True Eight of Spades.
Doesn't hit.
Damn it. Luck points.
Go ahead.
Yep.
14 plus 25, so that does hit.
Shoop! And then I'm like. Like jumping on him as I'm doing that.
Yeah, so you cut through, do the damage. You can roll the 3-8 speed for the damage.
36.
Doing 36 damage as you cut through him. That's about as much damage as teenage William did with his critical, which is funny.
Yeah.
You slice through him, and in a second as you're going through him, you see the control room as the darkness passes, and you see a figure on the ground with like blood down her side, but only for a split second. You can't quite make out who it is, and then you're back in the darkness again.
So I pass kind of like right through
and
see this, and then I hit the floor. I'm like, okay, that didn't work.
But he takes the damage.
All right, guys, that doesn't work, so I don't really know how else to get out of here. I guess we just have to hit him harder.
That makes sense to me.
That's what we do best.
I will hit him as hard as I can. Oh, wait. I will hit him as hard as I can. I forget. I had my deep voice since I was... I just always had it.
The man in the void turns around to William and goes, "Nice try!"
You know, it was scary at first. Now it's just... It's beyond that at this point, all right? We're just going to kill you now.
Oh, you want scary...
He puts his shadowy hand out towards your face, and this flash of darkness erupts in front of you. I need you to do a wisdom saving throw for me.
Oh, shit. I'm going to go blind. All right. 26.
You succeed.
Whoa!
You take half that damage. Not too much. So, yeah, you take 22.
That's, yeah, 22 damage.
I'm sure that's right. I can't do math. Yeah. 22. You take 22 damage, but not, you don't see anything. You just get this like painful flash in your head.
All right, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're very scary. Ow!
But you're good. You stand strong within that. Durst teenager, you're up.
Okay.
Right then, I will take this. You want edgy, huh? Well, how about the edge of my blade attack! Ha ha! That's edgy, right? And then I'll
good enough, I guess.
Wait, how come it... Oh, I hit the wrong one. That's why.
Yes! The edge!
Oh my god, critically hitting. The teenage Devil's Lock Pirates are actually better than the regular Devil's Lock Pirates, it seems.
That's when we peaked. We peaked in high school, then after that it was just like, yeah, you know.
It says I have goading attack, but I don't have any boxes or anything to
So teenage Duras in this case I put all the teenage characters at around level 5, so even though it isn't an actual representation of your teenage self, it's sort of as you're getting stronger and getting back to your original self, so you do have goading attack.
Okay so
if you want to use it,
I'll use it, why not.
Okay.
And then I have multi attack too, so I'll attack one more time.
Yep.
Oh fuck,
critical fail. That's insane.
That's
how it goes. That's mad.
The two spectrums, Duras.
Alright, do your damage for
the roll shit.
Do your damage for the crit. 10 damage for the crit. Crit fail damage. Then, it's gonna be more. It's gonna be more.
Yes.
It's 14! How is the critical fail damage more than the critical hit?
Because the first number had 2 ones. I critically failed both rolls on the 2d6.
Oh, you really did. Yes. Oh, that's the worst critical hit situation you could have in D&D, I think.
Yeah.
You critically hit, get the lowest damage on your rolls for the critical hit, and then... critically fail, and then...
Well, I still have the modifier. I don't know what my modifier is for my...
Your superiority die, doesn't it start as a d6? I assume. It might be a d8.
Yeah, 1d6, I guess, is fine.
It might be a d8.
It would be 2d6 at least. Let's see if I fail. Alright, there we go. Plus 5. So it would be 15 damage on that roll.
Nice. Nice, I'm sure someone's going to correct me and say it's actually D8s. It is D8s. All right, so do the it's 2D8s instead. Okay. If it's a higher roll, sorry. 2D8. I don't have all the shit memorized. I'm a terrible DM. There we go, 10. 10 extra damage. 10. All right,
10 extra, 20.
So 20 damage as you cut through the shadows splitting apart. But as the blade slices through, you hear a voice that yells out, goes... And then you hear the void man.
What's with all the gargling?
I thought heroes protected. Not
I do. I'm protecting you. I'm protecting everyone from whatever the hell you are.
You cannot kill me in a way that matters.
He says. And I think... I'm just going to say the critical fail just... there's nobody around you. I'm just going to say that you fall over and that's a damage.
No! I just fall on my face for 14 damage? There's no shot.
I mean,
what?
You could pass through him and then just hit me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. William could take it.
I could take it.
You could. William will take it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, it's either you or William.
I get traumatic flash, and then he just passed through. Oh, Duros!
Now, do you want to do
your... the goading thing. He has to do, like, a wisdom save, I think, is the goading attack.
So, yeah. So, he doesn't. Anyway, so do you want to do your saving throw at the end of your turn?
Oh, fuck you! You piece of shit!
He's immune.
You're a piece of poopy.
He's immune.
You are
sorry,
so
guys.
Poopy.
He's immune. What can I say? He's immune, sir.
Oh, what a poopy man he is today. My strength saving throw, I think, is better than my...
Charisma?
Charisma, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead then. And this time you're using your strength to protect your friends and showcase that you're still a teenager.
Damn it!
Unlucky.
This is the trickiest roll to pass, but because obviously you get all your powers back from it. Just William got it straight away. Verona, it's your turn.
Devil's luck, I don't know what to say.
I'm not naming my fucking attack.
I'll move next to Ragnar.
Ragnar. Yeah, so the teenage Duros and the teenage Ragnar next to each other. Verona, you're not naming your attack, you just fire.
Yep.
You do have two shots.
You're gonna fail the saving throw, Verona.
I have two shots as a teenager? Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're essentially level 5. And you hit both.
Nice.
7-Eleven! Let's get some food!
I am hungry.
Yeah.
Do we have our memories from adults?
In this moment, you have them in fragments, right? So yes, you do. It's caught up coming back to you as the battle progresses. You didn't at the start when you were babies. You just saw a scary man. So the you fire off the two shots, 7-Eleven, flying right through the void, and you see again just a shimmer of flesh and an explosion of blood until it goes black again.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course.
Blood
you can.
Is red, right?
This blood is red. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna do then.
It's a good question, though, Ragnar.
Hmm.
Oh no. Verona has to do his end of turn.
Oh, that's right.
My bad.
What represents Verona? Okay, no, you're still a teenager.
Name the attack.
Didn't name the attack, Verona. Ragnar, you're up.
I wonder what angle would cut this man most efficiently.
What is the trajectory of my axe? Do we have Pythagoras' theorem on hand, ladies and gentlemen?
So according to chat, at one point I said I went to school and studied physics. That is this exact moment. That would be rebelling. At this age, I went to school.
It ties back in.
It all works.
Ragnar's like, the sum of the square root of any two sides of an isosceles triangle.
No, I'm not smart. Ragnar's not even that smart. But he just was like, this is a rebellious thing. He's like, I'm going to go to school.
Yeah.
I like the...
No son of mine's going to school.
I like the idea that Ragnar got really smart, and then he was building a house one day, and it like a tree like fell on his head, and then he got dumb again. And he lost everything pre-university.
So it's like an Ed, Edd n Eddy episode, kind of.
For me, Ragnar is a simple man, and he has bad perception. He's not dumb.
Yeah.
But there was one point in his... And barbarians live simple lives, at least my village. But there was one point right now where he's like, I'm going to school.
But barbillion is how much damage you do. Anyway, do your attack. It's your turn.
What am I gonna? What should I call this attack, though? I think angle 69 will do well.
That works. You're gonna succeed the saving throw, though, because you know it's an awesome name.
And you have two attacks. You're multi-attack now, so go ahead. Do the second swing.
If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Yeah, that succeeds. just quoting shit. All right, so your axe, how are you slashing into the man from the void?
I swing the first time and I just like go through nothing. I'm like, that makes no sense. And I swing right back.
you swing right back and you just feel a satisfying squelch and cut as it rips through flesh. And the darkness dissipates for a second and then comes back. You are going to do your thing to see if you age up.
Take that, my good man.
Oh, darn it.
Nah, darn it. Okay, William, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to look at this guy and I'm like, all right, we keep trying to hurt him and it doesn't seem to be working very much.
Yeah.
So
you're the only
one
who has your wits about you.
Wait a second. I have an idea. This is a gamble, but like, maybe the lesson is we can't be afraid. We have to accept this, the fear and the trauma that exists with each of our minds. I accept you, creepy hat man, and I go to hug him. If this works, I accept you as part of myself. You are me. I am you. We are one together.
You walk up to hug him. And your arms go through the shadows, and then you feel a warm body in your arms.
Okay.
And you're
I
like,
close my eyes when this happens, and
you're grabbing something, and you hear shallow breathing.
Okay.
And your eyes are still closed.
I open them when I hear the shallow breathing.
You hear the shadow building, and you see, William. Your bloodied body there, sort of unconscious. Laying in your arms.
Oh, like myself, like as an adult, or like
as
my child.
An adult.
Oh God! All right. Oh my God! He's so sexy with his jawline. So it's like a clone of myself that's just dead.
All you're seeing is it looks like yourself. It looks alive. It's just unconscious.
All right.
And has like a slash wound through him.
Shit, okay. Am I still where I'm at? Where am I at right now? Am I still...
I mean, if you haven't moved, you're just inside the Shadow Man.
Okay, I'm inside the Shadow Man. Alright, holding a dead... Not a dead, but like a dying... Are you me? Who are you?
I mean, are you gonna try and wake it up?
Well, yeah, I'm shaking him. I'm like, are you okay? Who are you? What is this?
I mean, shaking him up doesn't quite wake him up.
Alright, I slap him.
Okay. Can you do a strength for me?
Sure.
Like you need a hearty slap.
Athletics?
Athletics? I'm happy with that. Alright, you slap and he starts to stir, but he's not quite awake yet.
Alright. I'm not in pain or anything. I'm not suffering any damage from this or anything. I'm just here in the shadow guy.
Yeah, you're just here in the shadow guy.
Okay, I guess. Okay.
Alright. Is that your move?
I guess.
Alright.
Something different happened. I don't know what this is.
The Shadow Man looks down and goes, "No, William. No. You are a bad boy." And he's going to try and just pick you up.
Upsies.
Okay. Upsies.
Upsie daisy.
Hop, Dad.
You feel these, like, almost... They're cold to the touch. Large fingers grasp around your body. I just want you to do a strength save just to see if you can stop it from... Oh, okay. You got 22, so that's good enough. So they grab around your body, but he can't quite pick you up as you stave off the fingers. And it's Duro's teenager's turn.
Does the captain convey any of this information to us, or am I just...
I'm inside of the shadow guy, so I don't even know if you see me.
The captain
right now,
just seems very confused.
No, William, you're in there. I don't want to accidentally hit you, William. Where are you?
I think we might be dreaming right now. I don't know. I might have to try to wake this guy up. I don't know how I'm going to do that, though.
Alright,
just go ahead and attack him. Go for it.
You want me to smack him?
I mean, do what you gotta do.
Alright, well, I'll sheathe my sword then, and then I'm gonna go walk forward and I'm going to slap him, I guess.
Okay, go ahead, do an athletics.
Orders, I guess. What do I roll for just slapping
athletics,
him?
Athletics, go ahead.
Alright, athletics. All right.
Okay.
You fucking slap. You smack.
Boom!
William. William. All of a sudden, you wake up, breathing heavily. You're in a control room. You see around you the unconscious bodies of all the other members of your crew, and they're sort of shivering on the floor. Some of them have wounds in them. Some of them don't. You've obviously got a gash across your waist, but the room is completely bright. it's devoid of shadow.
Okay. And I get it. It's like when we were in that dream dimension with that weird burned fucker. Okay, let's movie callback.
But you are completely out of this.
I'm out of the dimension. So Duro slaps that guy, and I just
I slap the shit out of him, and I just vanish.
Yeah.
Okay. From everyone else's point of view, in this moment, you see William disappear and collapse into clothes onto the ground, and the man from the void turns round to Duros and goes, "You killed him! You killed your captain!"
Huh? What is it? I just slapped you. How is that possible?
Do you believe him?
Yeah, that's a question, is do you believe him?
I honestly, no. How does a slap kill him? I'm just really confused.
You're reaching for this one, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I just
Duros,
slapped
I have
you.
No idea what's going on, but you didn't slap him into death.
No, I've never slapped anyone to death before. Also, I need to do my roll, don't I? All right, well, let's see if I can upgrade. Is that enough?
Your save, and it's not quite enough.
Oh my god.
I know, not quite. Right. It's a. Verona, you're up.
I don't know what happened to the talkative fella, but I'm gonna shoot him anyways.
The second one hits, the 18 hits. Damage flies through the air, the bullet flies through the air. You hear a. But. That's all you see in the darkness. Mm. Do you want to do your roll?
Yeah.
Whoa! Oh, wow. Double crit!
Yo,
I'm so sick of being edgy.
I just wake up.
Yeah. Verona, you become Verona.
Hell yeah.
You mega evolve.
You mega evolve. Incredible.
What's all this then?
Yeah. And you're fully jellied Verona. You remember everything. I'm trying to think of what would be good in this situation. you actually in this moment you become like Verona but in his 40s. You're like even stronger.
You'll become middle-aged.
No. You're in the One Piece world, like if you're in your 40s and 50s, that's like peak strength.
Yeah.
For the moment,
you are actually like even older.
Does that mean I just get advantage on everything?
Yeah, you just get advantage on everything is what I'm going to say.
Let's go.
Yeah, you're standing there. You look a little bit like Viridian. Your hair's flowing in the breeze. You've got a little bit of a beard as well now. And
over his skull?
Yeah. Over his stomach.
I don't think that's possible.
No, he just has like a bandana that has a beard printed on it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, there you go.
All right, guys. Let's take down this fear.
And Ragnar.
Oh, wow, okay.
Ragnar Teenager, it's your turn.
I'm not quite sure what's going on, but honestly, I think we still need to kill this shadowy man, so.
Well, I think we need to get out of here. Oh, wait, I forgot. I have my full deep voice. I don't know why I keep going to the
cave. No!
I slapped him, and I think it got William out of this situation. There's no way my
you
slap
just
killed
did
William.
Did the fucking reverse of Duros. You got a critical fail and then a critical hit, Ragnar.
You stab Duros and then you slap the shit out of that guy.
I guess you slash Duros. Because Duros is like trying to talk reason into you. You're like, shut the fuck up. All right.
With a backswing.
Shut me up by slashing me.
Duros is talking to me while I'm swinging and he gets distracted. I'm like, well, actually, even if this isn't reality, this guy definitely isn't our friend. And then I accidentally hit him.
All right.
Oh, drive, oh no.
Do your damages. Holy moly. Oh, well. Wow. Okay, so he does a lot of damage to the Shadow Man. 16 plus 9, 25. And the 2. And then
15 to me.
Yes. Poor Ragnar. Poor Duros. Whoops.
Oh! I thought I was already part of the crew.
You're going to do your roll, Ragnar.
See. Sorry, Duros. That was an accident.
My mistake. I misjudged the angles. I'll have to do some more revision. And you become full Ragnar in that moment.
There it is!
You are okay, boys, I'm back. Let's fucking go.
I have no idea where full Ragnar is.
Oh,
the Shahaha has finally evolved to its final form.
Okay.
Ragnar cracks his neck. It's like, oh, it feels good to be back. I feel all the right. Bear in me, boys.
William, you are in a control room. You see Ragnar, Duros, Verona, Cyril, Pearl, pretty much all the people that you came with. They're all just lying on the ground, like shaking and convulsing.
I am rolling my fruit to see if I could get something that can wake them all up at once.
Okay.
Like, I might get something good, and then if like not, an, I might have to
the alarm clock fruit.
I might have to go one after the other to wake them up. But okay. Like, yeah. Yeah. 362.
Okay, 362. Let's take a look at what that is. 362 is... It's the Pone Pone no Mi. Your body turns into the same material poneglyphs are made of. It's like a poneglyph logia.
So I'm invincible. I'm invincible. Okay, that's not... All right. Well, okay, you know what? I can use that to help me as I slap them. So that'll maybe help me.
Yeah,
will that help my strength?
I mean, I'll give you advantage on it, yes.
It's hard as fucking diamond. That's literally, well, sea stone is made of diamond, but poneglyphs are, like, indestructible. So, you know, it's like, yeah.
Are you, okay. Wait, hold on. Do you want to slap them awake, or are you trying to kill them?
No, I'm not trying to kill them. I'm just trying to wake them up. Okay, I'll break their fingers. That'll wake them up.
Okay, who do you do? Because you only do one at a time. Who do you do?
Okay. Who's closest to me? Who's the one right next to me right now?
Oh gosh, the bodies are sort of scattered apart. I cannot remember what order you guys walked into the room. So.
All right, I'm rolling a dice. Okay, here we go. Okay, Verona, you're the first one. I walk over and break your finger and just wake you up.
Yeah, you don't even have to roll for this. It's strong.
Your pinky finger. All right.
Okay, Verona, you wake up all of a sudden in the control room.
The Giga Chad is gone. Like,
and you're no longer Giga Chad. You never got the opportunity to be Giga Chad, but you're just regular Verona.
I'm not 40 anymore. What are you talking about, 40? I don't know. We're on the ship, remember?
I thought we were...
I do know what's going on right now, but they're all passed out and, like, convulsing. I don't know what to do. I'm not a doctor.
I don't know, man. I was just really cool for about 5 seconds there, Captain. I think you ruined it.
I'm sorry.
All right, so we gotta wake everybody up.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Sorry for breaking your finger.
So, Ragnar and Duros, you see Verona dissipate.
What the? I didn't even slap him this time.
It's all useless anyway.
The man says, and this is now his turn, actually. He's going to turn to Ragnar, and he's going to put his hand up to Ragnar. I need Ragnar to do a wisdom saving throw for me.
He's very wise.
He unfortunately fails the wisdom saving throw.
Well, at least he's an adult now, so...
Well, he's not very wise.
All of a sudden, you see Ragnar. You see a scene of your family. They lie dead in front of you. Bloodied corpses on the ground. You look down at your weakened body. Unable to protect your family, and you feel this immeasurable mental strain.
No, this can't be real.
And you take 59 damage.
Oh, 59 damage.
That's a spicy meatball.
Verona and William, you see Ragnar's body like convulse, like shake round.
He's coding. He's coding.
I guess we got to do him first.
Yeah, let's do him next. Yeah,
Duros, it's your turn.
Right then. Well, if this went the first time, I see Verona disappeared too. This is definitely something's going on. I'm gonna slap the shit out of you again.
Wait, who are you slapping?
The dark guy. I'm just gonna slap him.
The hat man.
All right.
Yeah, because
Well, that's what I slapped before, right?
What you slapped before was the body of William that William was holding that he managed to find in the darkness.
Okay, so, I mean, I know that there's something in there.
You could try to hug him like I did.
I mean, I whatever you want me to do I have to go
well,
in
I'm
there
not
first?
There right
literally,
now. I'm not,
yeah. Duras, it's really up to you or Ragnar to make the decision here.
All right, I'm just going to go in there and see if I can find something to slap.
Okay.
And I'll reach around.
Right, go ahead.
I'm gonna, what do I roll? I guess
roll to hit because you're trying to find something with disadvantage. Like, you're trying to hit something you can't see, so it's a disadvantage roll to hit. You can just do your regular attack, but the damage will only be one because it's a slap.
Okay, so Blessed Sword then.
Disadvantage. So 13. You go to slap into the darkness, but you can't quite find the thing that you're looking for. Wafting away the shadowy black. You do have two attacks. You can slap again if you
want. Oh, yeah, that's right. I guess I could.
I'd let you do that.
Well, no, that doesn't work either.
Desperately slapping around. The creature yells at you.
Don't worry, Ragnar. I'll get you out of whatever the thing he did to you.
All right. Verona. It's your turn.
Oh, wait, do I get a save?
Oh, yeah, you get a save. Sorry, my bad.
Oh.
Go ahead.
All right.
Please?
No!
Not quite. Verona, you're up.
All right. I'm going to run over to Ragnar. Okay. What did you do to wake me up?
I broke your pinky finger.
All right.
I panicked. It might not be the smartest way to do that, but that's what I did.
I'm going to try to elbow drop right onto Ragnar's
elbow
name.
Drop on him!
All right.
From the top rope!
I want to say, are you trying to do this painlessly or painfully?
How do you painlessly?
I'm trying to rule whether or not this is an attack or not.
Ragnar is convulsing.
I'm gonna,
I feel like I'm just going to try to just put all my weight into it.
Okay. So I'm going to say, because he's prone, you have advantage. Just do a melee weapon attack, and then it will be a d4 damage if it hits, and that will wake him up.
Okay. Well, no longer on advantage. Clip that off.
No, you have advantage, but it doesn't matter if you hit him.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you hit him. So, just roll a d4 damage, that's all it does. So you fucking pummel him. And Ragnar, you wake up, and you're in... You don't know where your family is. You're just in the control room now, the blinding lights of the room.
Magnus, Hertha, where are you guys?
Ragnar. Are you okay?
Oh my god, was that a dream? What the fuck?
Was I really cool?
Oh,
in
that was a nightmare. Sorry, what did you say?
Apparently not. Never mind.
It's all right. We're back. We just have to wake everybody.
Verona,
what did
you say?
Up.
I missed that.
Was I really cool in your dream?
You were so cool.
Then we had the same dream. All right, we got to get Duros next. He's the only one else who was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the other members of your crew are unconscious and convulsing on the ground.
Shit! If there's only we need like water or. I elbow drop Cyril.
Well, it is your turn next. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Then I reiterate, I elbow drop Cyril.
You do your turn.
That was a really cool thing that you did there. What was that? Devil fruit attack.
No, oh,
23.
Okay. Yeah. Do the d4 damage. So Cyril, I should open. He starts flailing around on the ground.
Cyril, if you're gonna flay around, spray water everywhere now.
You're alive. You're alive, William. You're alive. Everyone's alive. Everyone's alive. Okay.
Hey, we are alive, but we need you to wake everybody up. Come on, buddy.
I'll just give him an initiative roll. Ragnar, it's your turn.
All right.
Ragnar, go ahead.
Captain, I don't know what's going on. What should I do?
Wake up Duros!
Okay. I walk over and I slap him across the face.
It works for me.
Do a melee weapon. Yeah. You fucking slap him across the face. Duros, you shoot up, but...
Holy shit!
No, okay. It's not that. Wait, are you actually bear clawing him?
No, I figured that'd be the closest thing to my hand. After
That's hilarious. I guess Ragnar would be the only one that does extra damage with his melee hands. Duros, you immediately wake up, but you don't quite understand. Like you you're in your adult body, but your mind, you're still thinking like a teenager.
Oh, okay.
And you're a little bit disorientated for a little bit. Your memories start to slowly come back to you, but for a moment you're a little bit dizzy and woozy and
who the hell are you guys?
I just want to say I only did one damage. I didn't realize we were just rolling D4s.
You weren't bear clawing his face off, yeah.
Oh, I'm not even a bear right now, so.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me get the other stat sheet.
Alright, so there's no more initiative. You can still see the rest of the crew convulsing on the ground. If you guys want to do anything, I mean, Cyril can just start waterboarding people.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Cyril starts.
Who are you guys, though? where am I?
Gross, are you okay? Where's the kingdom? Okay?
I'm going to go to. Is this Taroko?
Are we, Oh, man, I think he came back broken a little bit.
Oh, no.
Should we try knocking him out and bringing him back again? Is that like.
Well, what is the. You said. What does this room look like?
Right, exactly? Okay. So as Cyril is like waking everyone else up and they're in a irreparable state, I do want to say that obviously the damage that you took whilst in that shadowy realm does stay, but on top of it, you guys will take the damage that you did to him back to yourself. So I'll calculate that in a bit.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what he was doing.
You want me to do it?
Oh, okay. I mean, you can, but I'll do the maths at a later point, but. You'll notice, because you guys, looking down at your body, will notice that you have wounds that you didn't have, but they all look like wounds. Like, Ragnar, you have axe wounds on your body. William, you have stab wounds on your body.
Oh, this hurts. As expected of my own attacks.
So
that motherfucker broke my pinky.
So all the damage that you were doing to the Shadow Man was being redirected to your conscious bodies. I don't think any of you knocked unconscious from that. You guys have a lot of hit points, but you guys are a lot lower and bloodied.
Like, I might be kind of close, but...
The same applies to Perlin's
stuff. I dealt, like, 60 damage to that guy across two different moves. I'm probably down to, like in the teens of health at the moment.
Yeah. But you look around the room, Verona, and it looks like a control panel, a control room. It has computers and stuff. Interesting technology, but the most important part of the room is it has these pods that look very similar to the pod that Arya came down in. And each of these pods, there's a big screen with a eternal pose locked into it, and it's attached up to all of the pods. And the pods all have a numbers, like coordinates written on the pods, it seems like they're getting it from the eternal pose. And on the computer screen, importantly, that's hooked up to the eternal pose, it just says the words Destination Laugh Tale. And you can see there are two missing pods.
Okay.
Boys, what do we think's going on here?
Would we even know about Laugh Tale's existence? Because that's not an island most people know about.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I don't think we would recognize where that is.
No.
Is this pod able to get me out of here? And Zeros goes inside of the pod.
Zeros goes into a pod?
I don't know. Will this take me back to Taroko Kingdom?
I don't know. Duros,
what do I see
don't...
inside the pod?
Wait, do you hear me?
Duros would do this.
Duros, wait, buddy, hold this. On.
It says Laugh Tale, not Taroko. I don't think that's where it's going.
I don't know where it's going, but I don't think it's going.
I don't know how to read.
The
knights never taught me that.
Wait, as you just walk into a pod, as you step into the pod, the door seals behind you, and then it... drops away.
Oh, are you kidding?
Wait, really?
Oh, shit! Oh, my God.
And you guys just also Duras.
How many other pods are there?
There is enough for each of you guys. There are 10 pods.
Right. Oh, my God. I guess we have to go.
We gotta go. All right.
Well, boys, no man left behind. Am I right?
No man left behind.
Why is walk into the pod?
All right. I grab Cyril and Pearl by the hands. I'm like, let's go!
I'll go last. I gotta do something first.
All right.
Are you sure, Verona?
This ship is a weapon. I can't let this thing stay in the air.
All right. I can't leave it just to Ragnar. His perceptions is horrible. I have to go. All right.
William, Ragnar, and Duras, you step into the pods. The pod doors seal up and then immediately launch out.
Okay.
Lissa.
Self-launching pods. Wow.
Yeah, I know. that's what they're designed for. Lissa looks to Verona as you stay behind, and Lissa goes, "Are you sure you have to go?"
I'm gonna be right behind you.
I don't think I can. I just think I'm not as strong as you guys. But I could stay up here. I mean, in a few hours we'll have reinforcements. The other candles, Jimmy, they'll be up here. I can try and replicate these pods. Give you guys backup later down the line.
That's true, but what if one of these people are still on the ship? You won't be safe. You'll be alone. You'll be dead.
And what if what is ever down there is too much for your lot to handle? You'll be dead. It's a risk true. I'm willing to take to...
All right. How about this?
You had a chance to change.
A chance to change your fate.
You made a promise to me, or no? I'm sorry. I made a promise to you that I wasn't gonna get hurt, that I'm not gonna die while on this mission. So you have to promise me the same thing, and I will get in the pod, and you can stay here.
Okay. I promise you that.
All right.
If I can say one thing before you go.
Go ahead.
I know that. I don't know. It's a difficult subject and I know you don't feel things the same way as others. But I just, after all of these time that I spent with you and so many near death experiences, I'm just in case. I just wanted to say that I love you, Verona.
Verona pauses, takes that in for a second. I'll have an answer for you when I come back. And then I get into the pod.
Oh, then blast away. Oh, okay. So, the pod journey takes enough time that you guys can short rest in the pods.
All right.
With whatever hit dice you have left. Most of you have about half of them.
I'm all
left,
out.
I think.
I don't think I took too much.
Verona did not take that much damage.
All right, that's
everyone's in their own little separate pods. As you guys are also plummeting, another pod gets shot down, and you hear the voice, "Did you forget about me?" And it's Trevor. He's in his little pod. "You woke me up last, you bastards!"
That's okay, bro. You're good.
What are all these voices going on? Why am I plummeting towards it? What's going on?
You're so disoriented right now.
What the hell is going on?
Honestly, I don't even think, Verona, you did that much damage to the creature. Most of your shots missed, and if they did, I think you did like 20-something.
I thought I counted 30.
30 seems about right. Just under 30 seems about right.
Good thing I woke you up before your badass 40-year-old version of yourself dealt a lot of damage, because then there you go.
And also, in your pod, Verona, you have Healy with you.
Yay!
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, I went back. Everyone did hit dice but me. Maybe because I had blue blood.
Healed. Yeah, you didn't need.
Yeah. Literally everyone but me.
Yeah, you have hit dice still.
So you could heal up to full if you wanted from this. So you're rattling through the sky. These pods are homing directed towards the eternal pose, and so they'll take like an hour or so, a couple of hours. To get to their location. Pearl is coming. Everyone's coming.
Everyone's
except
there.
For Lissa.
Doxy's there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask Healy a question on the way down?
You sure can.
Healy.
What do you want to know?
I know you're a robot, but...
the card game, Devil's Luck card game, comes out next week. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Does it actually come out next
Excited
week?
Excited for that.
It should. I think it should.
All right. Good.
That is absolutely fantastic news, Healy, actually. Can you please tell us more about that?
Great. It will cost around $18 to $19, but the shipping is free. I worked very hard to make sure that was the case, and I tried to keep the cost as low as possible. I am not a card in the card game, but I will be in the expansion if it sells well. There are only 500 copies available for this first batch, so get it quick.
I think Healy got infected with some kind of like malware.
Healy, thank you so much for all your hard work, Healy. That's incredible.
You're welcome.
I bet. I'm so excited. I hope everyone else is too.
Each copy will be signed by Rustage himself.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Error.
The voice in my head.
Told Adware on
he
this.
Is God.
Well, anyways, Healy. What does it mean to love someone?
It is a difficult question, and I am a robot, so I don't have feelings. But I think to love is to care, and to love is when life is better when that person is in it. And
hold on a second. I'm just going to type this into ChatGPT.
Love is someone that you cannot live without, I think.
Love is a complex emotion and can be experienced and expressed in many different ways. it just keeps going.
Thanks, Healy.
You're welcome. That will be 12 berries.
He charges for therapy.
Cheap ass fucking.
You're welcome.
So, what happens to Duros during the short rest? Is what I want to know. Am I still
as it gives you enough time to sort of process yourself? So, by the time that you will reach Laughtail, you will be back to being Duros proper.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a minor disorientation as you wouldn't fully process before you came back.
All right, so I guess Duros is going to be sitting down and is like, I don't know what... Wait, I do know what's going on. And oh, shit, I just caused the whole crew a lot of trouble by doing what I did. Oh, no, I'll have to apologize. And I sit down and I'm just being a good boy, like thinking of how I'm going to apologize.
Okay. Anyone else wants to do in their pods as the crew's down? Has everyone added up the hit
I've
points?
Done that, yeah, I'm good.
All right. As the pods eventually sail to unknown lands, you get to this location. There's a storm brewing on the horizon. And by storm brewing, I mean there's a storm happening.
We can see it?
Yeah. The pods have a little window in the front.
Okay. It's like a Saiyan pod.
Like a Saiyan pod. But they're cylindrical. They're cylindrical.
Oh, okay.
Pods,
that's
right?
The difference.
Yeah, they're not circular pods. They're cylindrical. And the pods fly into the storm, lightning narrowly missing the pods. Until they eventually all land on this chunk of land in the middle of nowhere in the ocean, jagged rock sticking out in many directions. It looks like almost like the end of the world, a very good place someone would bury their treasure, and. On the other, at the end, you can see, standing on the other side of the island, there is a solitary plant with a fruit growing at the end of it. And standing, looking at the plant, is an old lady in a almost like a dress like royalty, like a red gown, a singular scarlet red ruby earring on one ear. And neat, short grey hair. And to her left is a sort of middle-aged lady in a red void jacket with short brown hair. And the old lady goes,
"Ah, I was hoping that this time you wouldn't come."
"We made it!"
And she turns.
Wait, did we land?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You guys okay. Have landed, and the doors have opened. And she turns around to face you guys, and William, you recognize her immediately as the woman that you murdered as a child, the one that lay dead on the floor, but standing there alive. Everyone else also recognizes the second lady as an older looking Clementine. The barista from the time loop.
I'm actually kind of relieved I didn't kill the old lady, at least from my perspective. Like, oh, she survived! See? No, I didn't kill her.
William, I did not survive. I died in that timeline, as I did in many others.
Okay.
I mean, we all die.
But you're doing fine now.
Oh, yes, I'm doing fine now. I'm not from this time. This is a rigmarole that I'm sure that you've known before. I don't need to re-explain.
Oh, yeah, we've gone through all of this. You don't have to re-explain everything. Let me just narrow it down. Are you mad because you died in another timeline? Because, once again, that just seems weird to be, like...
No, William, okay, that's too all right. Small scale.
Okay, I'm not good. Upset. At least we're on the same page there.
I'm not all upset. Right. I'm mad that... You created a timeline into which I die no matter what.
We all die no matter what.
No. Okay. I used to be immortal.
Oh, God. Why would you want to be that?
I used to be able to do what I liked and what I pleased. And suddenly, reality shifted. I don't know why I have these memories, William. But every time you have ever killed me, or your actions have led to my death, I remember. All stored up here, in my head.
Hmm. So, I don't think we're just gonna be able to, I'm
sorry.
We're
gonna have to kill another old lady.
Wait, let me try this!
See?
I am sorry.
Oh, good job, Captain! You have such growth. I'm so proud of you.
And then Ragnar cuts everyone off. Oh my! Let's fucking go. It's the coffee lady.
Other Williams have been sorry in the past.
It's... But who else had a 29 in performance?
See, you're a fool. Louis was a fool. Your friend Louis LeClocq.
Did you just call Louis a fool?
Well, he thought you could go back and stop death just through mere time travel alone. No, the only thing that can shape reality and reset all the timelines is this.
And she gestures towards the fruit behind her.
In a few hours, it will finally be regrown. And I will finally achieve my dreams. Thank you. I did want to
Well,
say.
What happens if we kill you? You just said you used to be immortal, which therefore...
I don't think I would like you to do that. Let's see what's inside that brain of yours.
And as she lifts her hand up, you see an image of Captain Marrow appear in front of you.
I remember that guy.
And the Timberlord.
Wait, do we see that?
Yes, everyone does.
And the Timberlord. Right.
And the Timberlord.
All right.
And Arzen.
Ah, oh, fuck. Okay.
Oh, that's a lot of people.
All right, here we go.
And?
Can't we at least have a coffee first?
Yes, excuse me, ma'am. I'll take a large.
You fuck off, Clementine says. Clementine's actually body becomes... brown.
Honestly, I don't even recognize her because she's such an irrelevant human being that I have met on this journey. You know?
No, I wouldn't know who she was either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ragnar's the only one
who cares.
My one eye, my lack of perception. I spotted her from a mile away.
Her body becomes brown and liquidy.
Oh my god.
And she ate the coffee fruit.
She's got a coffee logia. She turns to the director and says, Can I have that one? And she points over to Ragnar. And the director goes, oh yes, dearie. I know how much you hate him. Go ahead.
Why would you hate me?
You ruined my life!
She has the biggest vendetta out of everybody.
Oh, to be fair, I thought the whole town exploded or something, didn't it?
She got sent to prison. Her whole life was ruined.
Yeah.
I so your whole life didn't last much longer after that.
All right.
Okay. Holy moly. So, you see Captain Marrow stand in front of you. Arzen and the Timberlord loom above.
So it's like Marrow and Arzen are there, but then like the Timberlord is like a giant, like
a
looming.
Giant looming above
okay.
You guys.
All right. Well, looks like we're. All right, everybody. Who's ready for some devil's luck?
That's a lot of people. All right. Right then. Yeah. I've never backed down from a challenge.
We got nowhere else
apology,
to go.
I'll Let's stand just... in front.
We got each other. That's all that matters, right? Okay. All right.
Yes.
Can I do a thing before we roll for initiative?
What do you want to do?
I'm going to activate my Devil Fruit, but I'm going to use my one cheat of the day to activate that now.
Okay. What number are you choosing?
All right. I went 401 last time, and that was Eneru's fruit, so I'm just going 402, baby. That's apparently where the Logias are. You can't say meta because...
Yeah.
William would realize, like, 401 was a really good
okay,
one.
Okay.
402 would probably be really good, too.
Hold on. I do want to explain this for the people who get frustrated. William, the character, doesn't know that there's numbers attached to each of the fruit, which is why...
Oh, I don't?
Which
well,
is,
that's 69 episodes in, I'm just realizing
which
this.
Which is why... You're saying a number, obviously, but that's just you telling me that... It's like you're spinning the roulette, and you're, like, stopping it at a certain point to cheat, right? You're like... Right, so you're...
All right, then I'll stop it at one space above the last time
I stopped it. No, you got it. I'm just saying that's why you can't pick the same numbers again, because you don't know what those are, as William
doesn't. It's like a roulette wheel with, like, 400 slots open.
Yeah. You know.
But, okay, I'll just do that then.
Yeah,
okay.
Sweet. You got the Pika Pika no Mi. That's Borsellino's fruit.
That's a good one to go with.
All right. It's already...
I am light.
All right. I'm going to give you
the
advantage on your initiative roll.
Through.
I'm going to give.
Oh my god.
All right.
Well, it's a good one to have, and that's
light
one
speed,
in the
baby.
Day.
Fucking good
light
speed.
Let's fucking go.
All right. I want everyone to roll initiative. We don't have a battle map for this at the moment, but you could still right. roll initiative. And then we do have as the battle begins, the other members of the Devil's Luck land as well.
Oh,
Pearl, Cyril, by proxy, Trevor. He's not a member of the Devil's Luck, but he's here too. And Doxy come out, the four of them as well.
All right.
Everyone gets the NPC that they want. The director got 26 on their initiative, so they are actually first. The director turns round and goes, "Oh, you guys look too confident." She shakes her head and she just creates blue blood in front of her. As
the
Yonko blue blood that almost killed you guys, he's there too. And so now standing in front of you is blue blood, Marrow, Arzen, and the Timberlord.
Well, fuck, boys.
Now we do a to be continued.
You know what? No! I rocket off the fucking ground and I go straight for the Timberlord and just hit him in the head. That's
a final moment of the Devil's Luck Pirates. All of their furious enemies. And we'll have a to be continued. I know it's a shorter episode,